In deism, God is supracosmic but extracosmic. He is on the seventh floor. All other floors are eliminated. He is not in the other floors. For extracosmic, this reality is supracosmic and yet cosmic. Therefore he says, they are in me. Therefore there is a connection between all and the supreme. The supracosmic and all that is in the cosmic, they have a relationship. But relationship is of such a nature that can be understood only if you know the relation between essence and manifestation. The essence always transcends the multiplication, manifestation. All manifestation depends upon the essence. Essence does not depend upon manifestation. Essence may manifest, may not manifest. Yet it remains essence. But manifestation cannot manifest without the essence. It's only if essence exists that manifestation can take place. Manifestation depends upon it. Manifestation is in it, in the essence. And yet the essence transcends all that is manifested. There is something in essence which is so great, it is inexhaustible. Even if you multiply millions and billions and billions of manifestations, that essence still remains essence. It is not lost, not exhausted.
Essence is sat.
Essence is sat. This is the sense in which they are in me, but I am not in them. But also, he is in others also. As Shri Krishna will say, Bhuta Bhrun, I am the bearer of all this. And I am Bhuta Bhavanaha, I am also I am myself the all. All the statements are together. There is no contradiction, because if you understand the idea of essence and its relationship with manifestation, then you are bound to say that all are in it. And yet that is not in it, in them. At the same time, it is true that that is in all. That is itself all. But if you look at the essence only, then you have to conclude, if you look only at the essence, not at the manifestation, then you are bound to conclude that all manifestation is a manifestation in space and time. Since manifestation depends upon essence, space and time itself depend upon essence. Therefore, essence is spaceless and timeless. The entirety of space and time depend upon essence. Therefore, essence must be more than space and time. It is spaceless and timeless. Now the idea in, whatever is conveyed by the word in, is true only of space and time. The word in is applicable only of that which is in space and time. But that which is not in space and time, how can you describe of that reality that this is in it? Secondly, even those which are manifested, even those before manifestation, what is their condition? What is their ontological status? They are also beyond space and time. So even with regard to them, you cannot say they are in. You can't say it is in them or they are in it. Therefore, in the stage where manifestation has not taken place, you can make both the statements. They are in me, I am not in them. Even they are not in me, because the idea they are my manifestations, beyond space and time, they cannot be in me, because the idea of in does not apply there. So if you grasp exactly the idea of essence, which is timeless and spaceless, and which is also capable of manifesting itself in space and time, then all the statements will fall in their proper place. There is no contradiction. If you now want to describe that reality, even if you want to describe, not only Sri Krishna describing, if you want to describe the reality which is supra-cosmic but not extra-cosmic, which is supra-cosmic but also cosmic, which is essence but also capable of manifestation, now you describe that reality and you are bound to use these words, namely, they are all in me, but I am not in them. Even they are not in me. Then he says, I am the bearer of all, and yet I am not in all. And then I am myself all. Mama Atma Bhuta Bhavana. So all the statements fall in their proper place. This is the description of the integral divine. These are the two verses on which one can write a long commentary.